Well, hi, this is Clint Beachwood, and this is A Day at the Beach, podcast number 124. I'm going to start things off with a band that I inappropriately and incorrectly identified as being from Brazil. And even though they have ties with Brazil, they're really from Norway. Come on, they're basically neighbors, right? Let's see, they both share vast amounts of coastline on the Atlantic Ocean. And that's about all I can think of as far as similarities go. But anyway, the band is Robotron. This song comes off of their CD, Robotron versus the Invincible and Indestructible Reptilicus. I'm going to play Prehistoric Fuzz. Kind of indicative of some of the music you're going to be hearing on today's podcast. A lot of high-energy, high-powered rock and roll type surf music. So be prepared for that. Hope you enjoy, okay? This is just one of many vast styles of instrumental surf music out there. Again, the name of the song is Prehistoric Fuzz by Robotron.
We'll be right back.
All right, there's a band called the Mullet Monster Mafia, a band from Brazil, not Norway. They are from Brazil. The album's called Dogs of the Sea, and the song we heard was Neptune's Fury. Before that, the Stingrays, a band from Germany, a new band. They haven't been around too long, not to be confused with the Stingray surf band of Southern California around the turn of the century. The song that the Stingrays did was Bell Star, and before that it was Davy Allen and the Arrows, a brand new release called the Mini Album. It's got 7 songs on there, 4 vocals, 3 instrumentals, just so you know. The song we heard was Extra Sensory Deception. Again, the Mini Album is what it's called. If you want to hear some cuts from it, just go to Davy's website or I think places like CD Baby or things like that. Maybe even Amazon, I'm not sure. Anyway, always like to support Davy. He's done so much for this world of instrumental surf music. And Robotron started the show off with Prehistoric Fuzz, a little fuzz intro to the show for your listening enjoyment. Alrighty. All right, the Phantom Four have put out several albums. I grabbed one here that's been out for quite a while. It's called Morgana is the name of the album, and I could have picked off any song off of this and because they are just so good, the songs on this. I just love this band. But I decided to go with Sanita is the name of the song. Nice 4-minute song here. Hope you enjoy. These are the Phantom Four. We'll be right back.
Humans. This is the Tsunami Bots. We are interrupting this broadcast with a special robotic service announcement. We have seized control of these airwaves. From now on, this program will be called
Robot at the Beach.
We will now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Some sing-along music for you there. Hope you had a chance to join in there a little bit. Los Meltones right there with Curl Rider Stomp. Have some Chinese checkers in the background. This is off the compilation Chinese Checkers, which is a tribute to the Memphis Soul Instrumentals. Currently, we're listening to the Tiki Tones doing the title track. But I diverse, sorry. Let's see, the most Meltones with Curl Rider Stomp, that comes from Surfing at Black Point. Tsunami Bots with Robots Improving Robots from their brand new release called The Crushing. And the Phantom Four before that with Sanita. Again, the album there is Morgana. My name's Clint Beachwood. This is A Day at the Beach podcast. That's what you're listening to. It's number 124. And thank you, as always, to Rick Wilkinson, who provides the web space for me to provide you with this cool instrumental surf music. All right, up next is new music from Shoot the Curl over there in Florida. The name of the song is Sirens of Sado. This is A Day at the Beach.
Thank you.
right, they're the band called the Almighty Devil Dogs, and wouldn't you know it, they're from Brazil also. Brazil, a lot of, you see a lot of punkish surf music coming out of Brazil. Not entirely, I think, of the Dead Rocks, which are a little more on the traditional side of surf, but I know Agent Orange has been very popular in Brazil, and might be a reason for the big influence of that heavy, high-powered, punkish style surf music you hear down there. If you like what you hear from the Almighty Devil Dogs, cruise on over to their Bandcamp site. They have the whole album there, self-titled album, and you can download it for free. I'm sure they would love a donation, but if you want it for free, there's about 9-10 songs on there. Actually, 12. You can download the whole thing for free on Bandcamp, all right? The name of the song we heard was Sem Sentido Para Mim. My best Portuguese meaning no sense to me. And before that, it was Surfoniani from Italy doing a title track from their album Dal Tarificante Planete Hula Badula. And we heard the title track, basically, Hula Badula by Surfoniani. And before that, it was Shoot the Pier from Florida. Bill sent me a couple songs that he's been working on. And that one, again, is called Sirens of Sado. And we're up to date. This is the show. Hope you enjoy. If you like what you hear, I would love to have a comment. Feel free to cruise on over to my Facebook page for A Day at the Beach and leave a comment there where I leave my playlist for every show. I also leave my playlist on Surf Guitar 101 if you want to leave a comment there. Love to hear from you. Love to know what you're thinking of this music that I share with you. It's songs that I feel are some of the best out there. When bands send me stuff, I generally play what I feel are the best songs off the album. So you kind of get my take on things, which we're all different. We all have different likes and dislikes, but if you're there, if you like what you hear, well, then I guess we have somewhat similar taste, don't we? All right, let's play a band from Finland here. This is the Grand Bois on A Day at the Beach. Thank you.
see? You see? Your stupid mind. Stupid. 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 Your stupid mind. Stupid.
That's the Black Ball Bandits right there with the Gillen's Beach Secret. And that comes off of a new release by the Black Ball Bandits called Confrontation on the Extraterrestrial Highway. Most of these songs were on a previously sort of unofficial release called Unleashed. And I've played several songs off of that little unofficial release. But this is an additional bonus track that they put on this EP, and I thought I'd play it for you there. The Gillen's Beach Secret by the Black Ball Bandits. Hope you enjoyed. Okay, and Laramie Dean before that. Laramie Dean, a solo artist. He has toured a lot with Dick Dale, opened a lot for Dick Dale over the years. Obviously, the song was called Stupid Minds. Don't know if you picked that up or not. Laramie sent me a few songs via the internet. And the Grand Bois from their Surf Salvation album, we heard Shy Groove. This is Clint Beachwood, and it is a Day at the Beach podcast. It's number 124. Tony Valentino, guitarist for the Standells back in the 60s. You know, the Dirty Water fame. I love that Dirty Water. Anyway, Tony has continued to produce and make music. And over the years, he's sent me a song here or there. And he's done it again. Another song that he sent me just recently is called A Suitcase Full of Dreams. This is Tony Valentino on A Day at the Beach.
Thank you.
All right, that was Big Mick and the Curl doing the title track from their release called Paddle Out. It came out last year. Before Big Mick, we heard Surfer Joe doing the Astronauts. Actually, it was an original called Astro Stomp, but it comes from the album The Kilauea's and Surfer Joe Play the Astronauts and More. We'll hear another cut from that here in just a second or two. All right, who else did we hear? We heard before Surfer Joe, we heard Tony Valentino doing A Suitcase Full of Dreams, and the Black Ball Bandits doing the Gillen's Beach Secret. And that is how the show is winding down here, okay? Two more songs I'm going to play for you. I'm going to play the Migustas up next from their little four-song EP called Learning to Ride. We're going to hear a song called Shrinkage. And then I'll wrap things up with the Kilauea's from Germany doing Astronauts number one. This comes again off the Tribute to the Astronauts album put out by the Kilauea's and Surfer Joe called Play the Astronauts and More. Boy, I mentioned this on the last podcast. If you're into the Astronauts and the sound of the Astronauts, this is an album that you need to get. Okay, it is very cool if you like the sound of the Astronauts, and really, who doesn't, huh? Okay, let's wrap things up. That's it. No giveaway this week. Did I mention, or this month anyway, Obi Don out of Ridgecrest, California won the Austin Ribbon microphone t-shirt last time around. Congratulations, Obi Don. Faithful listener, and Don has been listening to me for years and years and years, and I'd love to give things away to faithful listeners like that. It's just awesome. Anyway, thanks, Don. Thanks you, all of you who listen and enjoy this music. I love it. I thoroughly enjoy bringing it to you. Hope you enjoy my selection of music that I put out on the podcast. This time around, little bit out of the ordinary. I usually don't play quite so much hard stuff, but there's just so much out there, and it's just coming in, and I just wanted to share. Okay, so up next, the Migustas, and then the Kilauea's, and then it's off for another month or so. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time around. Adios. I have time for one more song. This is the Three Balls of Fire, starring Mike Vernon, the Cardiac Kid. This is the Star of Texas off of Chrome and Water.